we all knew that they were going to be located in the various towns and villages around Donegal, but now that they're here, fair enough, probably for the first couple of weeks or months is kind of a novelty for them to have them here. But on the long term, we have to ensure that there are services, be it drop-in centres, be it social centres or whatever it would be, for the young people maybe in particular as well, teenagers that we have in the area. And indeed, it's the same for our own kids as well. We have to have some kind of an outlet for them. So I think it is very important now that the council works together with the local communities to get something in place for them.
And with that in mind, maybe looking in terms of integration, you know, you can't really in the long term have a situation of Ukrainians in that corner and local people in the other corner. You got to really start promoting integration, getting people working, socialising and living together.
Absolutely, and we have to look at some way of the translation barrier that's there as well. But we all know that through music, through sport, through arts, it's a great way of integrating people. As we always say, like, you know, music has its own language, and you know, regardless of what native language that you speak, if you can play an instrument, that you can get involved with a group anywhere in the world. So definitely, we have to look at integrating them as well too into the communities.